thanks at the Thames lived a salty, patriotic dame, and a Warner was her given name. But they called her Mother Bailey, yes, they called her Mother Bailey. When revolution came to Groton Heights, she was just a girl, and though the others took flight, she bravely tended those wounded in the fight. So they called her Mother Bailey, yes, they called her Mother Bailey. And she'll tell you the tale, given half a chance, with a song and a shout and a sprightly dance. She'll tell you the tale, given half a chance, with a song and a shout and a sprightly dance. 30 years went by and war came again. She had not forgot those fallen men, for the burning of New London. To the fight went Mother Bailey, to the fight went Mother Bailey. All the frightened residents fled the town, not a scrap of cannon wadding could be found, but Fort Griswold knew who would stand her ground. They could count on Mother Bailey, they could count on Mother Bailey. And she'll tell you the tale, given half the chance, with a song and a shout and a sprightly dance. She'll tell you the tale, given half the chance, with a song and a shout and a sprightly dance. She was she dropped her petticoat at her feet, shouting, "Shoot this through King George's fleet!" With cannonballs from Mother Bailey, with cannonballs from Mother Bailey. Oh, they tied that petticoat to a pike, and they flew it like a flag over Groton Heights. They say that's why the British would not fight. It was thanks to Mother Bailey, yes, thanks to Mother Bailey. And she'll tell you the tale, given half a chance, with a song and a shout and a sprightly dance. She'll tell you the tale, given half a chance, with a song and a shout and a sprightly dance. This legend was told in the Evening Gazette. She was visited by Lafayette. Even Andrew Jackson, the president, came to call on Mother Bailey, came to call on Mother Bailey.